Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Goldplay Exploration and the president and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. Goldplay is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GPLY and on the OTCQB under the symbol GLYXF. I had been chatting with Marcio a couple times before the new year, and I will link to our initial interview that provides a more comprehensive overview of the company. But Marcio, I did want to follow up on a couple questions that have come in this new year. First, involving this updated resource, which will technically be the maiden resource for this company at the San Marcel project. Is it still on track for this month, January of 2019?
Yes, it is. We are in the final stages to update the resource, crunch the numbers, expecting to release before the end of the month.
Okay, let's move on to another question that has come in from a couple people. They dove into some of the financials and some of the terms of the agreement that you have on the San Marcel project, and they were wondering about the minimum payments and expenditures that need to be undertaken for this project, for this agreement to still be in place. Can you outline what these payments are and how you're sitting in terms of fulfilling these obligations?
Yes. The option agreement was entered between Goldplay and the subsidiary of SSR Mining Mexico was executed on May 2018. It's a three-year option agreement. Every year, the company have commitments for exploration expenditures to incur at the San Marcel project. The first year, from May 2018 to May 2019, we are supposed to spend to invest in exploration $500,000 Canadian. It's important to highlight that we have spent already $700,000 Canadian by December 31st, 2018. So we are fulfilling our commitments. For the second year, that's going to be from May 2019 to May 2020, the commitment is going to be $1 million Canadian. And we can move some of the expenditures from the previous years to the next year, as I spent already $700,000 Canadian. And the third year, the minimum commitment of exploration expenditures, that's from May 2020 to May 2021, will be $1.5 million Canadian.
Okay, so still it sounds like you are already underway from doing that $1 million for next year. And just to clarify, do you have that money in the bank right now? Will you need to go back to market to satisfy the rest of that $1 million for this year starting in May?
As we released last December, we, even those tough conditions at the market, considered how attractive the company is, we successfully raised $1.5 million Canadian in December. So our cash position today completely is enough to fulfill all the requirements for all the exploration expenditures for this upcoming year in the optional agreement.
All right. Now, what kind of work is going to be undertaken this year? What's the strategy after this resource comes out to move this company forward?
As we released last year, we got the permit for the 69 drill holes, but we are going to be very selective in some new areas because we have been exploring outside of the maiden resource area because we have 3.5 kilometers to explore of trend. The five geologists have been working there, so we have new discoveries, so we will be announcing those discoveries in the next couple of months and doing a lot of surface exploration, trenching, and preparing to define some drill sites.
What kind of size or scale do these potential new discoveries have, or at least these targets that you're looking at?
When you consider that the resource area is only 500 meters long and you have 3.5 kilometers, that's the magnitude we are talking about here. And we are aiming to multiply the resource area at least twice, considering the strike length of the mineralized trend. That's the idea that we have at the company at the moment.
Now, has there been any other prior work done on some of these new targets that you're looking at outside of the resource area?
Only shallow historical old workings, nothing modern, that would really give a good sense about how wide, how long the mineralization is. So we are the first company to really explore outside of the historic resource area that now is going to be updated in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. So what kind of work are you going to be looking at? Is it going to be that surface work initially, or are you hoping to get some drill holes in sooner rather than later?
We have already started doing some trenching to get this surface data ready in the next couple of months. After that, once we receive the data, we are going to engage maybe a drilling company to start an initial drilling program on those targets.
Now, just circling back around to the upcoming resource that we should see this month and we will follow up on, what was this historic resource that you're building upon or hoping to build upon?
The historic resource that was done in 2008 was done with 33 holes, and last year we sampled additional 22 holes. So the new resource is going to have 52 holes in a very closed spacing. It means that we have a good confidence of the continuity of the ore. And the upside here is because that resource, the 2008 historic resource, reported 30 million ounces of silver equivalent with an average grade probably ranging close to 150 grams per ton silver. 80% of this resource was silver, which means 24 million ounces, mostly inferred and indicated. We are aiming to increase the resource, the total resource, to at least 45 million ounces of silver equivalent, which means at least 50% increase in the resource size.
Okay, we're going to leave it at that there, Marcio, because that is the next major news release to come out of the company, it sounds like. That will be that updated resource. We will follow up on that. In the meantime, in full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Goldplay Exploration. If anybody wants any more information or has any questions for Marcio or I, please email me at fleck@kereport.com, and I am happy to address all of those questions and any topics you want us to follow up on. Marcio, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.